chinimandi.com podcast.
Low oil prices heighten global oil and gas companies' financial risk, says Moody's. Despite the recent plunge in oil prices, Moody's Investors Service expects that the oil and gas companies will actively manage their liquidity in 2020, reducing capital spending and potentially reducing or suspending distributions to shareholders amid lower operating cash flow and limited access to capital markets. The recent plunge in oil prices is driven by an acute demand dislocation and the lack of an OPEC agreement around production cuts. The current price declines are lower in severity than the commodity price drop of 2015-16. Moody said it does not view these as a structural shift at this stage, but the OPEC impasse makes investors shift away from riskier assets and increases the risk that speculative-grade oil and gas issuers could lose market access. While this risk may result in rating consequences for some issuers with particularly challenged liquidity profiles and refinancing needs over the next few months, a wave of rating actions based on tightening market access is unlikely at this time, said Moody's in its latest credit outlook. Heightened price volatility and depressed oil and natural gas prices may directly affect the exploration and production and oil field services companies, particularly those facing refinancing needs over the next 6 to 12 months. By contrast, the midstream sector benefits from its low commodity price exposure and protective contracts for gathering, transporting and storing hydrocarbons. The refining sector is balancing the benefit of a sharp decline in the feedstock prices with the reduced demand for fuel products in 2020. A swift, significant collapse in oil prices followed by the OPEC group of oil-producing nations' failure on March 6 to agree to additional production cuts that would have helped support the market amid demand dislocation from COVID-19 coronavirus. The nearly immediate 20% decline in oil prices to less than $35 per barrel strains all global production and leaves insufficient margin to sustainable replacement of the product. On the March 9th, the West Texas Intermediate U.S. reference crude price fell to $31 per barrel and the Brent International reference crude price fell to $33 per barrel. The disruption of liquefied natural gas imports by China related to the coronavirus further pressures weak natural gas prices in an oversupplied market. On top of higher volatility in oil and gas prices for 2020, Moody's now expects that the average WTI price will fall outside our medium-term $50 to $70 per barrel price range in 2020. While a modest price recovery is likely later in 2020, assuming the coronavirus is contained and economic activities start to normalize, overall 2020 price realizations will still be significantly lower than 2019 average WTI benchmark price of $57 per barrel. The spread of the coronavirus has significantly slowed economic activity worldwide, cutting demand for both oil and oil products, particularly in the first half of 2020. While the full extent of the economic cost of the virus will be unclear for some time, we estimate that U.S. oil producers and OFS companies have limited exposure to the coronavirus disruption of supply chains, said Moody's.